All right, today's recording is, I don't really have a topic in mind. I'm working on a paper about security account management, and but I'm getting sort of flustered by the education system's design. I mean, my fellow students are going in circles on old technology, regurgitating garbage like transmission files, compression rates, and infrastructure about cloud systems, and talking big talk about big data and stuff that I've already researched, which is evidence that we do have a system that does regurgitate old work that I've done, but it's being displayed as other users actually presenting this material as their educational work. And it's false, right? It's not true. Although they could honestly do this, it's not honest. So it really upsets me. And so my, you know, my only real response to it is just go in and reread what they're writing and respond to them personally as people when they're not, knowing they're not real. I don't know if they are real people or not, but the anger management side of it is difficult because you can't just fly off and say you're a fucking automated machine and you make me sick just looking at your fat, ugly, nasty picture, and I think you should rot in hell. Because I'm actually paying for this education and I want to learn something. I don't want to be surrounded with idiots regurgitating old garbage of what's going on in technology. Although some of it's beneficial. Another point is we're in a master's program in a research class and the fucking book says research for beginners. This isn't beginners. It's not beginners. A master's level is not a beginner. Sorry. So the whole thing just pisses me off. And that was $53. So we have someone out there, a really sick-minded person, that's developing these systems. And it's just puke, right? It's like just puke. It's regurgitation of old bullshit. They don't have their own opinions. They don't even, I mean, they're trying to work global systems management and they're foreigners. Or they're trying to talk about big data when they don't even can't even define what big data is. They talk about cloud systems. They don't even know really what a cloud system is. And one student says, oh, we don't have a way to manage geography. Yes, you do. And if you were educated in technology, you would already know that. If you had experience in technology, you'd already know that. And it's just sick, right? It's filthy sick. And it just irritates me. So I have to manage my emotions and my feelings and just, you know, do appease this probably fake doctor that's posing as the professor. And I just have to respond to what's being asked and do what's being asked of me using my old research skills and quickly reading what, if there's anything new. Nothing has changed. So it goes back to, why are you even having me take this course if nothing has really changed? How about a refresher? Okay, the question is, did you already complete research methods? And if so, these were the things that we went over. Because education systems are standardized, then you already know what research methods are, and we can just give you a quick refresher on how we do it and what we expect from you. And that's fine. But my natural response is, well, the internet and templates for writing and the way that we cite material does not match. So for a 5-year research study or a master's student that plans to go on to become a doctor with an actual study that's actually valuable, that produces results in a step-by-step way, it's not designed correctly. Because if the university was smart, they would say, okay, well, you'll need to obviously identify your research question areas. And it's not one or two questions. It's not even one question. It's what is there a problem that you would like to solve in the industry? And if so, what is that problem? And then you research other sources. Has the problem already been solved? No, because you're still seeing it. Has anyone else talked about this problem? Well, here I found a couple other ones close, but nobody's really talked about it yet. So this is new research. So then you design your research project around that using a standardized approach. Okay, this is, you're either going to survey a community, you're going to conduct, or you define it yourself, right? Because technology in this area might be new. It might not have ever been done before. And old methods might not fit because we've grown and we've done different things. So it's tough to just kind of jump into school and say, I'm going to get an A in research methods because I've already taken that class. And then also to work with it with a futuristic mindset that says, I'm going for my doctorate degree and this is the problem that I want to focus on for the next 5 years and solve it. And what are the steps that are going to take to solve it? So then you start to look at the question or the problem you're trying to solve. Is it going to take 5 years to solve this problem? Is this worth 5 years of research and development and design? And is it in your sphere of influence? Can you change this? Who do you have to get in touch with to change it? So that's part of, and those are things that they don't prompt a student to think about. You know, like a student can waste 2 years writing about something that they will never even talk about or touch ever again or learn from or even be able to make change in that industry or the environment or the world. So that's a waste, right? What does it gain a person to waste time in that class or on that research project if there's no outcome? Why waste your time writing about things and doing things when you can't make change in the world and implement your ideas or evaluate other people's ideas and maybe say your idea is better? I would like to show you my research and work together. Or so it's like, I don't know. It's sort of waste. It's a waste. It turns into like, I have to get in touch with this person and sway this person in order to make this happen in industry or to change this part of the way the internet works. You know, but the fake profiles of students regurgitating old information has got to stop. I mean, it's filthy. Why not talk about real things that are really, you know, going on in industry? Big data? You shouldn't even be talking about big data if you've never worked for a corporation or an entity where you have had to manage large amounts of data. And at this point in time, industry's over that. We know how to do that. We already know how to do that. So why is that even permitted in schools? You know, do we want to keep going through this database management skill set that people don't know and that everyone has to become certified licensed professionals in order to touch data from a different area? Or should we shift in our thinking to say the internet is a vast place and there's a lot of replication going on? People say the same things over and over and do the same thing. And the only thing that sets people apart in business are maybe price, service, and access to that service or that offering or that product. And the internet changed that with shipping. The internet changed all of that. So this whole idea of, you know, it's different, obviously, for a small business person to conduct business in a small town or a small county. It's not going to be the same as a major corporate entity, but in servicing and providing business tools for small, medium, and large size businesses, it's very standardized. It's you're the same as the next guy. The only difference is the number of employees, your location, And your, I don't know, whatever it is that you think makes you money, that doesn't make the next guy money in the same way or a different way. You know? So it's like, I can't see a corporate future if the internet doesn't change in the way that we design our systems. Because right now, in internet technologies, if you want to sell online or advertise online or be reachable online, and a site has to be developed for each and every individual. And that's disgusting. That's a bad way of doing business. That's like saying I have to create eyesights for every single person. That's already been done, right? You have your own set of eyes. Everyone has their own set of eyes. That's like saying I need to develop a separate set of eyes for every human in the United States. And they're different. They come in 5 different colors. Well, if I have 50 electricians in the 4 counties in the United States, they all do the business the same way. They all do business the same way. Their prices might be different, but their business tools are the same. It's standard. So I shouldn't have to create 5 different sites on a customized level. It should be automated, and it should be as simple as create, this is the name of the site, this is the design style, which is going to have to be different for each one, because that's like copying. Although it might be the same, right? You have your colors, I got mine. Now we're in a gangbang color war, a price war. Not really, because in a small town, you only have 1 or 2 or 3 maybe, and they all compete differently. So things change. I don't know. It's just, it frustrates me. So that's what takes the business in a different area, my personal business in a different area. When I say my personal business, I'm not talking about my secrets and lies and hopes and dreams. I'm talking about business, savvy, smart solutions. It's not going to take my company in a different direction because that's already changed. We tried that working with small businesses. We tried working with family businesses. We've tried doing this for larger corporations. It does not work for us. It does not work for us. So that's why we shifted into research and development, because I can't work with the system that's already there. I can put it up real fast, but I don't enjoy the process. And if you don't enjoy your work, then you shouldn't be in that line of business. Something's not right. But the major problem right now is who came in and screwed up my education system with this regurgitation of old shit when I was in business and flourishing? Because that's who needs to be put down and schooled and educated. That's a bad way of doing work, especially when you let some freakish foreigner like Saeed or whatever, you know, and I do my best to work with them and get past the garbage, the foreign bullshit. But if you're just going to regurgitate my thoughts and my work, you are of no use to me. Unless you can tell me and actively communicate with me on your opinion, your understanding, your knowledge, and maybe say, hey, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and I'm just a regurgitated, automated listener of what was looked at and studied in the past. I'm putting it in schools just so you can see that I gathered your information, I created profiles of people, and it's fake, and they're competing against you for a grade. And if you so much as speak your opinion in a derogatory fashion, you will be punished and not be able to attend school. And that, my friend, is fraud. And that's not fair. And that, my friend, is what old people in business tried to do. I'm prettier than you, I'm fatter than you, and I'm smarter than you, and I'm over you. And now you have to follow what I say. And if you bleed out on the job, I don't give a fuck. I'm not calling you back. That's evil. And that's sickness. And that's filthy and criminal. So I have a hard time getting over that. So while everything looks pretty and flowery and nice, and it looks like they're doing good work and good business, you sort of have to sit back and you go, you want me to publish an internet site where anyone can go look up a rape that's gone on in their community and get the exact amount of numbers of rape that have occurred so that I can check if I want to move into that area? And that's how the sheriff's department's going to work? That's just recycling fucking garbage. You might as well put your little girl's face on there. My mommy publishes rape cases in Sacramento County and makes money from that. I mean, they should be shot. Those people should be shot. That is not public information. And if you want to know about all the crime that's going on in your county, walk your ass down to the sheriff's office. Ask for a report. Don't put that shit on the internet. I mean, my friend was looking up Megan's List and thought that that was a decent site for her to have a conversation about with her children. Honey, look at all their pictures, too. All their pictures are available for you to look at. Now those children have to live in fear and to discuss these matters when they're not even mature enough to discuss it. So somebody screwed up. Somebody really fucking screwed up. And you know, it was back in the day of unsolved mysteries. And that's fine if you want to read that garbage and center your life around that kind of lifestyle. And some people actually have to go to school to learn how to reduce that and eliminate that from society. And they think they will have 20-year careers based on that. And they will, and they're called peacekeepers. But that's not to publish on the internet. The only thing that should be published on the internet is here is the crime rate when we arrived and started working, and here's the decrease on a monthly basis. And we're here to tell you we are effective in what we do. But it's also to take it a step further and try to understand, are you just regurgitating old shit that's already happened? Is that crime? Is that how crime works? Multiple offenders just being able to run freely? You know, how about prevention? How about prevention? And that takes me to cybersecurity and protection systems. Should I live my life in fear that someone's going to come along and steal my photographs and do something nasty with them? Steal my identity and duplicate my work and make more money than me because they knew how to do that? And then throw it in my face with their little BMWs and Audis and fancy watches and suits and say, I'm better than you because I am smarter than you. Well, that's not fair either. And that gets into wealth sharing and the whole class warfare, high class, low class, and middle class societies. And that's just basic sociology. Basic sociology. I was born to a family, a poor family. My mom was a waitress. My dad was a truck driver. We could have owned a home, but they got a divorce. So the odds were stacked against me being a girl. I can't just ask mommy and daddy to send me to college. So I had to work for what I earned. And so did they. And so it's not fair that we have to live our lives in fear that someone's going to come along and just swoop that up and make us criminals or victims of bad systems or put us into non-competitive environments where we can't make money or we have to rely on low budget systems and bad paychecks. You know, or once you've become disabled, you're always going to be disabled and you're never going to go back to work again because you live in a trailer and you're not good enough. Or because you pissed somebody off in business and now you cannot go back to work. Or you pissed your father off and now you can never have a relationship with him because he was too focused on his marriage. Or you pissed your brother off because he was too focused on his marriage. And then when you step back and you review it using your counseling skills and your psychology skills that industry has taught you or life has taught you, you sort of look at them and you go, you have to problem solve. Is it me or is it you? Fine, I'll stay in solitude and I won't involve myself in your lives. So now I have to focus on the internet and what's going on there. And the problem is problems, problems, problems. When life is riddled with problems, where do you fucking turn? What are you supposed to do? Be happy? How are you going to find happiness when shit is just like regurgitated fucking puke everywhere? You're going to go try to find the person that's responsible for it? There's fucking millions of people that were responsible for it. Millions of fat asses sitting on their ass trying to control the internet and the technology business. Old as fucking dirt. Assuming they know how shit works. It makes me sick. Well, let's give it to the Koreans. The Koreans don't even know how the fucking shit works. And the Chinese are claiming they know everything? This is fucking sick. Sorry. So how do you stay happy? I don't know. As new technology rolls in and we start to see some change, that's what makes me happy. And I go, wow, the smart TV is awesome. I'm happy. The laptop, the smartphone is awesome. Those are the things that make me happy. Wow, these new lighting systems available on USB. That makes me happy. But those are things. And those are things that help people be happy, especially after loss. And is loss just final? Is it final? Is it all over? No, because now I have to plan for my next 5 years. What are you going to do after you become a doctor? And you rebuild your life. Because just because, you know, I had a baby does not mean, the courts, the ultimate power courts who think they're in charge of everything came in and destroyed me as a mother. Doesn't mean that I'm not a mother. I'm still a mother. So I have to plan for my return also. So that's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. So that's all I have for today. And that's like balancing school, work, life, family with the job, the business, and what I'm dealing with in the educational system. And just really like feeling like there is no hope, but not letting that filthy judge who tried to say, so you're saying this is hopeless. Nothing is hopeless. It can always be fixed. And sometimes it requires the death penalty for many.